This is the World Challenge Devotion for Friday, April 8th. Pour Out Your Heart to God by David Wilkerson. Often people write to us saying, I have no one to talk to, no one to share my burden with. Nobody has time to hear my cry. I need someone I can pour my heart out to. King David was surrounded by people. He was married with a large family and had many companions at his side. Yet we hear the same cry even from David. To whom shall I go? It is in our very nature to want another human being to be present, listen to us, and advise us. When Job became overwhelmed by his trials, he cried out with grief, Oh, that I had one to hear me! Job 31, verse 35. He uttered this cry while sitting before his so-called friends, who had no sympathy for Job's troubles. Instead, they were messengers of despair. In his sorrow, Job turned to the Lord. Surely even now my witness is in heaven, and my evidence is on high. My friends scorn me. My eyes pour out tears to God. Job 16, verses 19 and 20. In the Psalms, David urged God's people to do likewise. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Psalm 62, 8. And, I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Psalm 142, verses 1 through 5. I believe in my heart that this message is an invitation to you from the Holy Spirit to find a private place where you can frequently pour out your soul to the Lord. You can speak to Jesus about everything, your problems, your present trial, finances, health, and tell him how overwhelmed you are, even how discouraged you are. He will hear you with love and sympathy, and he will not despise your cry. For centuries, he has answered the heart cry of everyone who has trusted his promises. Likewise, he has promised to hear you and guide you. Indeed, he has pledged by oath to be your strength. Go to him, and you will come out renewed. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.